Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
The recording has started.
My heart, turn my ring.
Right now, oh Lord,
Give her strength, oh Lord. Help her to continue to look to you and trust in you at this trying time. And Lord, we pray that you look on those, oh my God, who are hospitalized. Darryl Williams, touch his body, oh Lord, giving back the feeling in his body. Oh my God, we know you're able today, oh Lord. Touch him, oh Lord. Heal and deliver. Forgive him of his sins and blot out of his transgressions. Help him to give his life to you. In the name of Jesus, look on Dr. Sue. Continue to touch her body, oh Lord. Help her to continue to look to you and take you at your word, knowing that thou art a miracle worker and that you are still healing and you're able to deliver. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, that you look on all of those who are suffering through bereavement and the loss of their loved ones. In the name of Jesus, touch right now. Let your spirit prevail. Let the blood of Jesus cover, oh Lord. Strengthen and encourage those souls. Help them to look to you and take you at your word. We know you're able today, oh Lord. Bless in a special way. Look on those who are incarcerated. Have mercy today, oh Lord. Go into the prisons. Let your word be preached and let the prayer be sent up in the name of Jesus. The way, let your will be done. Bless in a special way. Look on your people everywhere. We pray that you go with them and stand by them. Help them to stand, oh Lord. Help them to endure. Take them through their tests and trials. Bless and make ways out of no way. Continue to have your way. Continue to bless this broadcast. Continue to sing your word. Let somebody receive the word of God, that their souls might be saved, that they might be delivered. In the name of Jesus, move, O Lord, by your spirit. We are believing you, trusting in you, and taking you at your word. We pray that you look on every soul that is listed on the prayer list. We pray that you touch, bless, save, heal, forgive, and deliver, strengthen, heal, and encourage the souls of men. In the name of Jesus, look on those that are not listed on the prayer list. You know all about them, and you know how to deliver. Have your way. Let your will be done. Continue to go with us and stand by us. And Heavenly Father, we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Good evening, and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to Prayer Works Ministry. And we are so excited that you chose to spend this portion of your day with us. Prayer Works Ministry is a God-inspired ministry dedicated to prayer and the promulgation of the true gospel of Jesus Christ. We believe in praying to God for all. You can be blessed, delivered, healed, made whole through prayer and faith in God. We invite you to join us in worshiping and praising God. And at this time, we're going to read our opening scripture, and I'll be reading from the King James Version Bible. And I'm reading from the 52nd number of Psalm, that's Psalm 52. And I'm starting at the first verse, and it reads, "Why boastest thou thyself in mischief, O mighty man? The goodness of God endureth continually. Thy tongue devises mischief like a sharp razor working deceitfully. Thou lovest evil more than good, and lying rather than to speak righteousness, Selah. Thou lovest all devouring words, O thou deceitful tongue. God shall likewise destroy thee forever. He shall take thee away and pluck thee out of thy dwelling place, and root thee out of the land of the living, Selah. The righteous also shall see and fear, and shall laugh at him. Lo, this is the man that made not God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches, and strengtheneth himself in his wickedness. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. I will praise thee forever, because thou hast done it, and I will wait on thy name, for it is good before thy saints. Thank God for another word. The 52nd number of Psalm, the first throughout the ninth verse throughout its entirety. And again, thank you so much for tuning into the Prayer Works Ministry. Our broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 551-241-6677, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Prayer Works Ministry. If you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, the email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. And to send us postal mail, you can mail it. You can address it to P.O. Box 27148. That's Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. And on Tuesdays and Sunday evenings, if you're looking to support other ministries, Tuesdays and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Maybelle Edmond hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast at 945-218-0218. That access code is 584-7681. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, on Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m. Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Becky Ingham, and Missionary Christine Watson hosts the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. That access code is 182-7631. Ministry Emmanuel Hoges teams up with Evangelist Lynette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. And we want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. And please forgive me, my prayer list is not updated on the device that I'm using, but we are definitely praying for the souls that are on the prayer list, as well as those who are currently requesting prayer, but all the bereaved families, those who are sick and shut in, those in the hospital, we are continuing to pray for them. And pray one for another. Amen. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And I'm going to ask if Evangelist Mabel Edmond would have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the reading of the scripture, for the prayer and the reading of the scripture, the 52nd number of Psalm. And the psalmist was saying he will wait on the Lord. Praise God. We're going to continue to look to the Lord regardless of how things seem, regardless of what Satan says. We're going to continue to look to the Lord, because God is a God of his word. Praise God.
Yes, he
sometimes
is.
There's no need to doubt God, because what he said he would do, he will do it. His word stands assured. Praise God. So let us continue to look to the Lord regardless of what is going on or how the test and trial come in your life. Let us continue to trust in the Lord and look to the Lord, because he knows how to deliver the godly out of the temptation. Praise God. So we thank the Lord for this broadcast once again, and we thank God for everything that he is doing. We want to continue to pray for Sister Ann. I believe Mother Marshall said on the broadcast last night that she had taken a turn for the worse, but we know that God is still working miracles. So that's why we're going to continue to look to him and trust in him and take him at his word. And like Daniel the prophet said, if he doesn't deliver, we know that he's able, and we know that he can deliver. So continue to look to the Lord. And at this time, we're going to introduce to you the speaker of the hour in the person of Dr. Pastor Sheila Hameen out of Baltimore, Maryland, Holy Temple. Praise God. at this time, we're going to hear from her.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I thank God for this opportunity. And at this time, let us put our minds on the Lord for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you as humble as we know how. Lord, looking to you for a word, oh God, to minister to our souls and to bless us tonight. Lord, not our will, but let your holy will be done. We believe you, and we are taking you at your word. We count it as done, and we thank you, Lord. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the opening prayer. Thank God for the scripture and those words of encouragement. We just thank God for another opportunity. Give him the glory and the honor. Amen. He's kept us all week long. He has given us the use and activities of our limbs. He's blessed us to have our right mind, and we should give God the glory. We should give thanks to the Lord. Amen, for all that he has done. And without further ado, let us go to the word of God. And I would like to invite your attention to the book of St. Matthew, the 19th chapter, verses 16 through 26, and also Isaiah, the 40th chapter, verses 1 and 2, and skipping down to verses 28 through 31. And if I were to leave a topic with you tonight or a thought, it would be with God, all things are possible. And a subtopic or subtitle would be, how well do you know the only true and living God? St. Matthew, the 19th chapter, verse 16 reads, and I'm reading from the King James Version. And behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, why callest thou me good? There's none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. He said unto him, which? Jesus said, thou shalt do no murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The young man said unto him, all these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come and follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. When his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, who then can be saved? But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Going over to Isaiah, the 40th chapter, verse 1. Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. Verse 28. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? That the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Amen. Thank God for the reading of the Word of God. Praise the Lord. And I just want to focus on the main verse here in St. Matthew, where Jesus began to behold his disciples and tell them that the things that they felt like were impossible is definitely impossible with man, but possible with God. Amen. In this passage, this is after Jesus had laid hands on children. Children were there. The disciples were trying to shoo them away, but Jesus began to say, "Suffer little children to come unto me." And he laid hands on those children, and he left there. After departing that place, somebody came running to him saying, "Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?" So this was a question that this young man wanted to know, because he believed that all the good deeds and all the commandments he had kept from his youth up would earn him eternal life. But he was lacking something. And so Jesus quickly corrected him by asking him this question: Why are you calling me good? There's none good but one, the commandment. So it's important that we understand that donations, charity and all that, good deeds, etc., they don't earn us eternal life. Hallelujah. We must keep the commandments of God. Praise the Lord. And some people believe that just because they do some good deeds and they do some good works and they donate to charity and they give their offerings and their tithes and, you know, they're on time for church and this and that, and they feel like that's enough to have eternal life. But Jesus let this young man know, after he responded to Jesus, when he called out these commandments, he wanted to know, which one are you referring to? Jesus called out a few here, and he said, "All of these have I kept since my youth. Since I was young, I've kept all of these commandments. Now, what do I lack?" Uh-huh. So Jesus, he began to let him know that if he wanted to be perfect, he just had to go and sell what he had, give to the poor. And this is where the sacrifice comes in. People who have a lot of money or have money to spare, you know, they can give just like it's nothing. It's not a sacrifice for them. It's not something they're really giving up. But he said, "Sell that thou hast. Sell what you have. Give to the poor." And the next step is to come and follow me. And if you do this, you will have treasure in heaven. You will have eternal life. So don't be misguided. But how well do you know the true and the living God? Because there's only one God, and there's none else beside him. Hallelujah. So make sure you know who God is, and that with God, all things are possible. When we see the impossible things staring us in the face, when we feel like we are at a standstill and we cannot move forward, just know this, that with God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. So Jesus, he began to say this to the young man, but it didn't make him happy. He was very sorrowful when he heard what Jesus told him he needed to do. Of course, commandments. He didn't lack very much, but there was, he was not all the way there. He was close, but he wasn't all the way there. Hallelujah. Oh, many people, they are close, but they are not quite there yet. We must keep striving for perfection. We must strive for perfection. As Jesus said here to the young man, if thou wilt be perfect, this is what you have to do. You have to give up everything and follow me to have eternal life. So this young man, he began to go away so sorrowful because he had great possessions. And Jesus' disciples, they were looking and they heard all of this. And Jesus began to say to them, verily I say unto you, the word verily means truly, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. He didn't say he can't enter, but it's going to be hard. It's hard for the rich to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again, I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. He's not referring to the eye of a needle that you sew clothes with, but he's referring to a little gate, because the walls of Jerusalem were very thick and they had gates where you can enter into the city. But after hours, those gates were closed, and there was a smaller gate, a little gate called the eye, or the gate eye, rather. It's like the needle. And the people would enter through there and also their camels. And so Jesus is saying that it's easier for a camel to enter into that little small gate than it is for the rich to enter into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Nevertheless, the disciples, being amazed and astonished at these things, exceedingly amazed, like, well, who then can be saved? Like, in other words, it's impossible for people to be saved. But Jesus beheld them. He looked on them, and he said to them, with men, this is impossible. So he acknowledged that it is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. There's nothing that God cannot do. We don't know how God is going to work. We don't know who is going to move on. We don't know who he's going to move through. But if we keep his commandments, if we obey the ordinances of God, if we walk according to his statutes, the Lord has promised us eternal life. We're down here on this earth. This life we're living is temporary. But there is a hereafter, and our soul has to spend somewhere for eternity. We're not on this earth to stay. And while we're down here, we're making preparations to leave here and to go to our eternal home. Where will your soul end up in the hereafter? Hallelujah. If you don't know the true and the living God, get to know him right now. Don't waste any more time. Don't continue going in the way you're going, because there's a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And so we cannot lean to our own understanding or think we know. We have to lean on the Lord. We have to depend on him. We have to seek the face of God and understand what his will is for our lives. Praise be to God.
And so this is where a lot of people are deceived. They're misguided. They're going in the wrong direction. They have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. They have a little understanding, but not enough to have that eternal life. This young man is a great example of how people can do a lot of different things, and they can be close to having eternal life, but not quite there. So don't stop at where you are. What this message is aimed for is to prompt you to seek God the more, to go after God, to call upon the Lord, to get to know him, to establish a relationship with the only true and living God. In Isaiah, the 40th chapter, the Lord began to speak to the prophet, saying, comfort ye my people. The Lord instructed the prophet to give comforting words to his people, saying, speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. The Lord has forgiven his people. And of course, the people, they were stubborn, they were hard-hearted, they were backsliding on God, and they just kept on going astray. But God, being the loving and compassionate God that he is, he forgave them. He pardoned all of their iniquities and ordered the prophets to speak comfortably to his people. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. And in the 28th verse, this question is, hast thou not known? And some people don't know yet, but it's time to get to know. Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary, meaning that God is available 24/7, 365. Hallelujah. Every minute, every second, every millisecond, God is available. The creator of the ends of the earth fainteth not, neither is weary. He doesn't sleep. Neither does he slumber, but his eye is always on us. He's always watching us, always looking out for us. Amen. Always blessing us. He's there to take care of us and to see us through. When we do face things impossible, we can lean and depend on the true and living God to deliver us out of an impossible situation. Hallelujah, because with God, no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. And when the enemy thinks that he's got you pounded down and that he got you pent up where he wants you to be or stopped in your tracks, God will step right in and give strength to those who have no might. Hallelujah. And give power to those who are faint. Oh, glory to God. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. Glory to God. But they that wait upon the Lord, if you just have a little patience and trust God and just wait on him, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Seem like all your strength is gone. When it seems like you just can't move forward, you just can't go on. If you wait patiently on the Lord, surely he will renew your strength. When the enemy says it can't be done, God says, yes, it can be done. Hallelujah. You might even think
oh, this is impossible. It's not going to happen. It can't happen. But with God, all things are possible. He said they shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. All you have to do is just have a little faith in the Lord. And ask, how well do I know the only true and living God? There has to be something to this. You have to search yourself and make sure that that void is filled with God. Because if he's not there, there's a void there that only God can fill. Only God, the only true and living God. And it can be done. So don't let the enemy deceive you. Don't let the enemy trick you into thinking that where the way you're going is the right way. Because everyone believes that they are going the right way. Everyone believes that they are where they should be in the Lord. And that young man, he believed that he was in line for eternal life. But he found out that he lacked something. So where we're lacking, whether it be in knowledge of God, whether it be in the wisdom of the will of God for our lives, whatever we're lacking in, God will reveal it unto us. He will let us see where we stand with him. But we must inquire of the Lord. This young man came running, calling out to the Lord, wanting to know what he must do to inherit eternal life. He came and he inquired of the Lord. So we have to seek after the Lord. We have to ask God, Lord, what do I lack? What else do I need to do in order to enter into the kingdom of God? Hallelujah. Because what I'm doing may not be enough. It may get me close, but not close enough to have eternal life. And Lord knows we don't want to get that close to the finishing line and not cross over. Hallelujah. And I've seen where people can get somewhere that they're not. And I do watch the races, the sprinters. I watch these Olympians competing. And there was one clip that I was watching, and this young man, he was outrunning everybody. And he thought that he had gotten to the place where the finishing line was. And he ran across there with joy, and he was all happy. And turns out everybody was passing by him, and he realized, oh, I didn't go far enough. So he missed out on being the winner and being in first place because he thought he had gotten to where he was supposed to be across the finishing line. So we don't want to come up short. Amen. We want to know who the true and living God is. Amen. And understand that with God, all things are possible. Thank God for the word of God. I pray that you have gained something from the word of God. Amen. I just want to encourage you right now. If your relationship with the Lord is on the rocks, or if you're feeling kind of distant from the Lord, you haven't been communicating with him as you should, this is your opportunity now to draw nigh to the Lord, to get closer to him, and to have a conversation with God Almighty. Amen. And if you don't know the Lord in the departing of your sins, this is your opportunity now to repent, forgiveness, and then invite him to come into your life, to change your life, to take away everything that he's not pleased with, and to abide in you. Praise be to God. because God can do it. With God, it is possible for you to be saved. Amen. No matter what you're going through, what you're dealing with God, all things are possible. If you're carrying a condition in your body, if you're sick and can't get well, God, all things are possible because God specializes in things impossible. And I'll say this about God being able to do everything. The young man Lazarus, who had died, he was dead for 4 days, and God raised him from the dead. So there's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing impossible. All you need is a little faith. And now, let us go to the Lord in prayer. This is your opportunity right now to just express to the Lord what your desires are. Just make it known to him. This is your chance to cry out to God in this prayer. Ask God for whatever you need him to do. And let us pray. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come to you as humble as we know how. And Lord, we thank you for your word tonight. For we know, God, that with you all things are possible. And we are asking, Lord God, that you will forgive our sins, that you will blot out our transgressions, Lord, and give us a closer walk with you. And whatever we lack, oh, God, reveal it unto us that we may do whatever it takes to have eternal life. Oh, Lord, we don't want to lose out or come up short. But show us, oh, my God, what it is you have for us to do. Reveal it unto us, Lord, that we may, oh, Lord, and be ready when you call our name. In the name of Jesus, let your blood cover us right now and let it wash us. Let it cleanse us on the inside and on the outside. Let it purify our minds, our thoughts, oh God, and the intents of our hearts. Lord, we pray right now for those who are seeking to be saved, Lord, opening up their hearts, asking for forgiveness. Lord, forgive them and take away their sins. Have mercy upon them, Lord, and make a change in their lives. Those who are sick in their bodies, touch, Lord, heal and make whole right now. Rebuke the conditions that plague them, O God, in the name of Jesus, and restore their health unto them. Oh, Lord, you know all things. You know what's going on. You're the one who made us, and you know our bodies, you know our minds, you know our spirit, oh God, you know us better than we know ourselves. We present our bodies before you, Lord, as a living sacrifice. Use us for your service. Have your way in our lives. Have mercy upon us, Lord. We're praying for everyone who's on the prayer list, Lord. Touch, Lord, one by one and name by name. Move on them right now, wherever they are. Oh, Lord, make your holy visitation. Stop by and reveal yourself unto them. Those who don't know you, Lord, please, my God, make yourself known unto them. Let them know that you are the only true and living God, and there's none else beside you. Oh, we bless your name tonight, and we praise you, Lord, for you are worthy of all praises, and we give you honor, Lord, and we thank you tonight for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, Lord God, for everything you've done for us. We don't deserve anything, Lord. We don't deserve your grace, but we are so thankful that you have given us grace, Lord, that you have blotted out our transgressions. You have forgiven our sins, Lord. You have pardoned our sins. And we thank you tonight. We bless your holy name. Oh, God, we thank you for this prayer. Now, Lord, please remember all those names that were called out, even the names that were not called out. Bless them, Lord, with whatever they have a need for. We believe it, oh, God, and we count it done, and we thank you tonight. We thank you for just listening to us, Lord. Thank you for being patient with us. Oh, God, we thank you for blessing us, though we don't deserve anything from you. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you. Oh, your name. Now, Lord, be with us throughout the course of this evening and the weekend, the upcoming week. Keep our minds preserved and stayed on you. All of these and other blessings we ask in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. At this time, this broadcast is back into the hands of the host, if she's on. God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen. With God, all things are possible. And asking that question, how well do you know the only true and living God? And I like how she said, don't be misguided. And that's what people are. They're misguided. They've been told that if they have accumulated enough things, if they get a lot of things in this world, then they are successful. But they don't realize that after this world, they have to, their souls have to find some place to spend eternity. And they're building up their kingdoms down here on this world, thinking that they're going to stay and thinking they want to leave a legacy. But we shouldn't care if people remember us, because we have a place to go. And when we're gone, these things that we've accumulated, and I've heard it said so many times, they're going to belong to somebody else. We can't take them with us. I enjoy the word of God coming to Evangelist Tommy. She preached under the anointing. Thank God for that prayer. And I want to open up the floor for remarks first to Evangelist Maybell and other members of clergy who may be on the line. God bless Evangelist Maybell.
Praise God. Thank the Lord for the precious word of God and for the message. With God, all things are possible. And surely, with God, all things are possible. Praise the Lord. And how well do you know the true and living God? This is a personal question for each and every soul. Praise God. You know how well you know the Lord. Praise God. I just thank God for the message. I thank God for the messenger. And I thank God because she brought out many different thoughts, something to think about for your own soul. And I don't know about nobody else, but I want to be perfect. I want to be perfect and complete, not lacking in anything. I want to be what God wants me to be. Praise the Lord. I thought about John the Baptist, how that before he was put to death, he sent to find out whether or not this was the Christ.
Yes,
or,
yes.
You know, should he look for another? He wanted to be sure that this was the Christ, because that's the reason he was in prison. Glory to God. But it comes a point in our lives when we're going to be tested and we're going to be tried. And we're going to go through some things down here. And you got to know whether or not you know the Lord in his fullness. Because you're going to have to go through these tests and these trials. And praise God, I was just mentioning that to someone else just a little while before we came on to the broadcast. So I just thank God for this word. It all ties in together. How well do you know the true and living God? Praise God. I'm encouraged through the word of God, and I want to encourage you, Vanessa, I mean, to continue to preach the word of God, continue to let the Lord have his way in your life. And those of you that can get a word of prayer through, continue to pray for me, because I don't want to be lacking in nothing. Change to the word of God. I want to be right, and I want to be saved. So pray for me.
Amen. Thank God for those beautiful remarks coming through Evangelist Maybell. Any other clergy on the line? And if not, we're going to turn the rest of the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hunley. God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful remarks coming through Evangelist May and also Evangelist Khadijah. And thank God for her hosting the show. And just thank God for all of the support from Evangelist May. She is a great help to our ministry. And we thank God for her. We thank God for you, Evangelist May. And we thank God for all of our listeners' prayers and your support and everything you do to support this ministry. We do thank God for you and want you to know that we are praying for you and we love you. Praise the Lord. And we invite you to tune in with us for our next broadcast on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. Amen. And we ask that you will please continue to pray earnestly for those who are on the prayer list, for the young man, what's his name?
Darnell Williams.
Let's keep him in our prayers. And also, I'm hearing Pastor Sewell. Let's keep her in our prayers. And also, Sister Ann, keep her in our prayers. Praise God. And all the others, the bereaved families, people need prayer. They need that support. So we all need that. So I encourage you, let's pray together and for one another. Amen. Any other announcements at this time? Go ahead, Evangelist May.
I believe Brother Donovan's wife, Alemnish, she lost her mother. Her mother passed away, so... Let's pray for her and the family.
Amen.
Sorry to hear that.
Yes. Yes. So we will certainly be praying for that family. Amen.
Yes.
All right. And also, anything else? Also, I have a speaking engagement at True Holiness Church here in Baltimore, Maryland, on Sunday, December the 17th, that's the third Sunday. So I'm asking for your prayers. Amen. Praise the Lord. And this does conclude the broadcast for this evening. May the Lord bless you and may heaven smile upon you. God bless you and good night.